Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code, please?
97420.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Grace Purvis.
Okay. The zip code is
97420.
Okay, Miss Grace. So I do see an order in your name. Would you verify your mailing address, please?
I would like to know what did I order.
Well, I can tell you in just a moment. You would need to verify your mailing address to make sure I have the right account pulled up, okay?
All right. 92152 Cape Arago Highway, space 409, Goose Bay, Oregon, 97420.
So I have the order pulled up. It looked like you were trying to win the tablet on yesterday.
Well, did I win it?
Well, it looks like you were trying to take a chance on winning it.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, all right then. No, because the bank is telling me that you are not legitimate and for me to, and now they're blocking my card.
Okay. Well, this is something that you were initiated, like I said, yesterday. It was for the tablet. So apparently you are familiar with it.
No, I'm not familiar with it. It just said that I want a tablet and to fill out and they would charge me $7. That's all I know. And then I never heard anymore. You know, I don't know whether I won, whether they were going to send it to me.
Yes, ma'am. You would probably need to check your email. This is a call center. The only thing I can do at this point is verify that what you placed an order for, and they emailed you at gpurvis86@gmail.com. So any follow-up information would be at your email.
I never received an email regarding that.
Okay. So you may, since you just placed the order yesterday, or you would working with this yesterday afternoon around 7 p.m. It takes about 24 hours for the emails to go out. So you may want to check your junk mail also. It may have gone into your junk mail folder.
Oh, all right then. Well, I will check that out. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.